This week in the Civil War, October 1863 brought a bit of temporary relief to the Confederate nation. Its forces had successfully halted Union drives against Charleston, South Carolina, and East Texas, and had won at Chickamauga, bottling up Rosecrans' Union army at Chattanooga. Yet the North was making a concerted effort to reinforce Rosecrans, and East Tennessee and the capital of Arkansas, Little Rock, were in Union hands. The relentless Union drive against the Confederacy had been blunted but not stopped. The South was simply too large an area to effectively defend with the armies available to the Confederate government. Perhaps most troubling of all was the Eastern Theater of War. With both armies diverting troops to the West, no one knew what would occur next between George Meade and Robert E. Lee in Virginia. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.